Track 6. Unit 6. Listening. Part 1. Multiple choice. Extract 1. You hear a conversation between two friends.
How was your first day at the office, Karen?
A bit of a nightmare, to be frank. When I arrived, nobody was even expecting me. I showed the receptionist the message from the boss instructing me to come in today, but he claimed not to have been informed about it. Apparently the boss was away and seems to have overlooked to mention my recruitment to anyone else.
That's so rude.
I suppose she might simply have too much on her plate. You can't really blame her.
Yeah, yeah, nobody's too busy for common courtesy. What happened next?
The production manager got me inputting data into a computer system, but I kept making mistakes.
I'm not surprised. Didn't you ask for help?
Sure, but whenever I asked a question, the manager rolled his eyes as if I was a waste of space. I guess it was the last thing the poor guy needed. A clueless rookie to train up unexpectedly.
I know how he feels, but that's hardly your fault. I'm sure you'll be an invaluable team member once you've learned the ropes.
Well, I'm not going back. If they want good people to work there, they better make them feel a bit more welcome.
Extract 2. You hear part of a lecture about hyperinflation.
In a nutshell, hyperinflation is when price rises spiral out of control. Most economists classify it as a monthly rate of 50% or more, which doesn't sound so terrible, but it's equivalent to almost 13,000% in a year. The most extreme example was Hungary in 1946, when prices more than tripled every day. Imagine working all month, but by the time you received your wages, they'd be barely enough to buy a loaf of bread. Under such conditions, workers tend to demand payment on a daily basis and in non-monetary form, or in more stable currencies. In most cases, hyperinflation stems from governments creating money without backing it up with tangible assets like gold deposits. This is always tempting for the powers that be. After all, who wouldn't love to be able to mint as much money as they wanted? This was easier said than done centuries ago, when all money took the form of metal coins, with their own inherent production and distribution costs. But those constraints no longer applied after the introduction of paper money. As we move towards wholly electronic money, this temptation is likely to be even harder for desperate governments to resist.
Extract 3. You hear part of a salary negotiation in an office.
Ah, Javier, come in. What can I do for you?
I'd like to request a pay rise.
I see. As you know, we have pay bands for employees at different levels of the organisation. You're in band C, as far as I remember.
Exactly. But I'm not asking you to increase everybody in band C's pay, just mine. I believe I deserve at least a 10% increase due to my impact on the company's bottom line.
Whether you deserve it or not is irrelevant, I'm afraid. Paying you more than others within your band would be sure to undermine staff morale.
What if I were to move up to a higher band?
That's something to discuss with your line manager at your next annual review, but it would depend on vacancies for higher level positions, of which there are none right now.
Well, that makes my decision much easier.
What decision?
To accept a position with our competitors for 10% more money. I wasn't convinced it was the right thing to do, but everything's much clearer now.